By early May, the Magnetawan Park by the local locks will be awash with 100 brightly colored wooden angelfish. 50 grades 3 to 8 students from Magnetawan Central Public School and another 50 students from the same grades who attend Whitestone Lake Public School are about to begin painting the fish on both sides and should complete their pieces by the end of April. Artist Albert Gilovich is spearheading the project, which he calls Out of Water. He developed the idea along with his wife, PJ Watkins, and friends, Kay Brownell and Sue Romaniak. The four artists are donating all the materials to both schools. It won't cost the schools anything, Gilovich said, adding the educators have all embraced the project. We're donating the 100 wooden angelfish, the paint, and installation materials. We're encouraging the students to use bright, vivid colors, so that the finished pieces jump out of the landscape. It will be absolutely fabulous. The angelfish the students will paint are pre-cut 3/4-inch plywood that are each 1 foot long. Gilovich has been visiting the Magnetawan region since the 1960s and has a strong connection to it, adding it's a treasure to him. It's a major reason why, last year, Gilovich and the three artists created a wooden sculpture that is 8 feet tall they call X Marks the Spot. Rural communities have a warm place in my heart, and our projects are meant to strengthen that rural community feeling, he said. This is why, in addition to the students painting 100 fish, the public is also encouraged to get involved with the Out of Water project. The local town council has budgeted $2,000 for pre-cut angelfish that are 1 to 4 feet in size. The cost to the public is $20 to paint a 1-foot fish, $30 for a 2-foot fish, $45 for a 3-foot fish, and $60 for a 4-foot fish. The fish are available at the municipal building. Gilovich says the adults would have to supply their own paints but not the installation materials. They can paint whatever they like on the fish, Gilovich said. However, we don't want to see hate rhetoric, graphic sexual depictions or blatant advertising. Gilovich took part in a similar event at the annual Florida International Outdoor Sculpture Competition in 2007. In that event, PJ Watkins entered a 2-foot-wide wooden fish on which she duplicated an artwork by American artist John Clayton of Holmes in Provincetown, Massachusetts. Gilovich is hopeful that 100 adults will take up the Out of Water challenge. Although the students' wooden angelfish will be installed in early May, the fish painted by the adults will go up throughout the summer as people participate. All the finished pieces will be weather-sealed with varnish, and the fish will be on display until the October Thanksgiving weekend. The fish painted by the students will be returned to them. Each fish will have a number on the fin that corresponds to the student or adult who painted it. Gilovich said the adults who want to keep their fish can pick them up at the municipal building following the Thanksgiving weekend. However, suppose the adults don't want their finished pieces back. In that case, that sets the stage for the municipality to hold an auction or raffle for the fish, with the proceeds going to the municipal arts and recreation budget to support future projects. Over the last several years, Magnetawan has embarked on several art-related beautification projects to attract visitors, and Laura Brandt, the town's deputy clerk, says the Out of Water project is no different. We believe the painted angelfish will be a magnet for pictures and selfies, she said. Brandt says adults who want to paint the fish don't have to be residents of the community. They can be tourists or residents of another community. Brandt added, although Gilovich is hopeful that 100 adults will participate in the Out of Water project, she is confident that figure will be easily surpassed. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the North Bay Nugget. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.